The pepper. The peppercorn.
I'll read.
Have you seen peppercorns, right?
No. That's the thing that they put in the pepper grinder.
That's the thing that they put in the pepper grinder.
Or on a peppercorn bagel.
They're not always black.
That's true. I mean, sometimes in a jar of pickles, sometimes you'll see them too.
Right.
Sometimes those are red, right? Well, you said not.
Even in the spice thing.
Yeah, white,
oh, in the spice thing, even, right? Right.
There's a lot of different
colors. That's right. Then
red,
there's white,
black,
then there's white,
green, black.
The red is interesting. I don't know what the red is. The red, I guess, is not cooked, because that's what the encyclopedia said. Encyclopedia said that it grows and it turns red at maturity. Like the coffee bean also, right? Is that red at maturity? And then it's boiled and it turns black. Then it's dried for a few days. And that's black pepper. White pepper, I think they say they take off the outer shell first. Right? Okay.
Well, Paulie.
Go ahead.
Rav Sheshes Amar Shehakol, Rava Amar Loklum.
Yeah, it's interesting. So Rav Sheshes says on the pepper, you make a Shehakol. And the Rava says no broch at all. Go ahead.
Vazda Rava Latame, Dama Rava, Kas Pol Poli, Biyamad Kipuri, Pater. Kas Zangvila, Biyamad Kipuri, Yomad Kipuri, Pater. Right. So he goes according to his reasoning. That he says elsewhere that if you
are
cusp, hopefully, kol davar she'adam ochel shelo kedarcha mikra ksisa.
Yeah.
Right.
So anything that's not eaten, in anything that somebody eats in an unusual way, not in its ordinary way, that's called ksisa. Like koses chitim.
It's not a specific form. It's just
not a specific type
relative
of
to how
way
you
of
eat.
Eating. Right. So Rashi's saying that Rava is saying that Rava is going according to his reasoning. And what's his reasoning? That if you eat palpoli on Yom Kippur or ginger, right, zangvila is ginger on Yom Kippur, you're potter. So, pata mikari, for instance. So what does that have to do with this?
Apparently it's not nachila.
Apparently it means it's not nachila. It's an interesting thing. And Rav Sheshes. And what would Rav Sheshes hold? Apparently Rav Sheshes hold your chayav on Yom Kippur. I mean, it's gonna be the same achlok as by Yom Kippur. It's gonna be the same achlok as by Yom Kippur. It seems so. Unless Rava goes going to his reasoning, but the Rav Sheshes doesn't go going to his reasoning. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mesive. Hi Rabbi Meir Omer, Mi Mashma, Shnemar of Oraltem, Oralasa Espirio. In Yodea she eats Machalhu, Ella Matam Lomar eats Machal, Mohavi eats Shitam Eto Pirio Shave. Vezi Huse, Apopolin. And then
Okay, so what's the kasha?
Right.
So Reb Meir says that what? He asks a question on the pasuk. Why does it have to say, after it says Varalta Marala, so es Pirio.
Right, so you know it's Eitz Machal.
So you know that what? Right, it has to be a fruit. A fruit tree. Where's the where's that
There's a chumet and it's not a tana, there's a five on.
Do you
pasa?
What? You have the
puzzle
here?
Yeah, I have the puzzle.
All right, you guys,
use the puzzle. Michita vo el haaretz un kain tem kol eitz machal v'orlasem orlaso et perio shaloshanim yielachem orlaim or arilim lo yachel.
So where does it say
eitz machal?
Eitz machal.
V'orlasem orlaso et perio. Right before.
Eitz machal would be right before. Okay. So right. So you're saying the eitz machal is unnecessary.
Right.
Well, because since it says espirio, so then what do you know?
You know we're talking about.
You're saying that the machal is unnecessary. Still, I mean, presumably you still said eitz to get that idea across. But we don't have to know it's machal.
No,
it's gotta be.
Because pirio implies that you eat it. It's food.
Yeah, but how do you know it's of a tree, you're saying? How do you know it's of a tree? Right?
Maybe call eitz, and you shouldn't say machal.
Shouldn't say machal.
Shouldn't say not.
Right. So why is it eitz machal? Of course it's a fruit bearing tree. Okay, so what does that come to
include? So that's including eitz, that the eitz tastes the same as its fruit, which is the pollen.
The pepper.
Right.
So apparently the tree itself is spicy. Or parts of the tree. Other parts of the tree are spicy. Yeah. So anyway, so that shows us that. Yeah.
I know it's probably going to depend, I guess, on the Rishonim, but the Pshat and the Gemara, does that mean it's including the eitz or it's including the pri?
It's including the pre.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Right. So that shows you that it's achila.
That shows you that it's a food. It's a real food. I mean, you bring orla is only on food. So how can you say two things? How can you say it's yipater and Yom Kippur, and there's no bracha, which both mean it's not a food, it's not an achila, and on the other hand, say yichayev in orla. Yeah, one second.
Why isn't it also, isn't it a kasha on the other sheet there? Because you should say eight.
Who?
Me and Rav Sheshes?
Yeah, you should say
eight. Why
did you say Shago?
Why don't you say eight? Barbary eight. Oh, you can say it's not, alright, it's kasha too. But it's a powerful question on rubber. It's a stira.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the kasha. This is a stira. What's that?
In answer to John's question, this is Kas.
It's not Kas. Well, that's not what the first thing, it just says Palpoli, the first one. Rav Sheshes Amar Shakal.
But Kas doesn't necessarily mean the man Shakal, just because it's Kas.
No, because Kas is Adama. Yeah. Wait, one second. Yeah, and the Gemara in Sukkah has to prove that you don't take a pepper.
That's wrong.
Well, for Priyatada. Funny Gemara. You saw the Gemara there?
I have seen.
Yeah.
Which the Gemara where?
The Gemara in Sukkah. Because it says, how do you know that the... Because it says, Esrog is Priyatada. So it says, how do you know that it's not a pepper? It also is a Priyat.
It's not
a nectar,
right?
Because it's too small. You have to take two, you have to take more than one, and then it doesn't... Then it's already against the positive. But so I guess it's a very I guess it's indigenous to Eretz Yisrael, right? Anyway, but and also of course the second thing it's saying that's exactly what it's telling you. That what? That this is a land that's not missing anything. It's a land that's not missing anything. It's a funny kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Funny kind of a thing. If you get to a place and you can't eat the trees, I don't think you think you're missing anything. Right? Yeah.
Well, what is this idea?
Did you see the Tosfos in Sukkah? Did you see the Tosfos in Sukkah? I mentioned to you, no?
Yeah.
Tosfos in Sukkah. What's that?
No, I was just saying Lamecha is not going back on the Pasuk. I'm just saying that, how you read it. It's going back on the reason that the fact that the eitz and the pirio or shaveh comes to teach you an idea from that. That's what it means. Not from the Lamecha is not going back on the Pasuk. It's going back from what we already abstracted from the Pasuk.
No, the Pasuk sounds like saying two things.
Pasuk is two ideas.
You mean is one a limud from the
limud?
Yeah,
is it just one?
Yeah. You know, because Tosis in Sukkah explains a little further how you learn this Gemara. I mean, just to resolve some questions that I'm sure are bothering you. I'm sure somebody has a sukkah here. Okay. Yeah, so where's in Chaf what is it?
Lamed,
right. Yeah, so Tosa has two questions. He says like this. What does it mean? Lamedcha shel hapalpolim chayavin ba'orla. So what's the havamina? What's the havamina to say that you're not chayav orla on the pepper? Right?
Yeah.
Just because the tree also has a taste, patters the fruit? What kind of havamina is that? So he says like this. The lo tema min yereku neshu eitz shofel kmo rosam she'ino gavoa. So he says, kach pirsh Rashi, that Rashi learns, it's very interesting, piece of Gemara. Because he's saying that, what's the Havamina? Rashi says, Havamina is, you might think this tree is too low. The pepper bush apparently is low. Similar to the Tzlaf, right? But what do you see from Rashi? It's an interesting thing. That the limud has nothing to do with the Havamina. Right? It's not a Havamina that Eitz Pri shouldn't be included. Kamash Malan Eitz Pri is included. It's just an identification of a particular species that you might not include. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the Havamina is not Eitz Pri shouldn't be included as an idea. Torah says Eitz Pelos of a tree are Orla. And you might think, well, if it's an Eitz Pri, that's not considered a Pri. There's no rationing, that's not a Havamina. The fact that the tree also is tasty, in no way would remove the din of the pre. So Rashi learns, it's a completely separate thing. It's a very small tree, and you might think that the pepper tree is not a tree. Happens to have a property that it tastes like the pre. So when the Torah wants to include it, it identifies it in a certain way. But it's just an identification. Similar to an esrog. I mean, is there a kiyam in the esrog that it has to be an eighth pri? Is that a kiyam in esrog? I never heard that. The kiyam that the esrog tastes like the tree. No, but that's what it is. You have to find the Torah's identifying it for you. Right? So, according to Rashi, it's a hava mina maskana in this particular tree. Because of its the way it grows. But it's identified by its characteristics. Right? It's interesting. But Tosis doesn't like it. He says, V'kashra, delo bohochi tolyam nilso. Kama eitzim shvelim heim, sheish lehem toras ilan. He doesn't like the idea that because something is low to the ground, it shouldn't be a tree. What kind of havmin is that? It's not a requirement of a tree to have a certain stature. Elahein the time Mishum Darmin and Perik Basra de Yuma Kas Palpoli Bioma to Kipuri Potter. Says the reason why you might not think it qualifies as a pre is because of the Gemara in Yuma that says if you eat a pepper, you potter. Uporich mehach kipalpolim chayav in ba'orla. And the Gemara asks from the fact that it's chayav in orla. Umashani haber ativso habia bashto. And it says the difference between chayav orla because it comes wet, but you put in yom kippur if you eat it dry. V'soket daitoch cave on the sofa liyave shafilu rativsa peturim. Says that's the havamina. The havamina was that since it eventually becomes dry, right, and that's its primary form, dry, a then you might think that even though it grows like a normal fruit, you're potter. Still nothing to do with Eitz Pri. Right? Yeah. Now we'll come back. That's the main thing. But just on the side, he asks another question. Vim tomer mi nolan dekro de palpolin. How do you know the pasuk is talking about palpolin? Ema esrog. Maybe it's coming to include esrog in orla. Right. The ema pilson de esrog. Tam eitzo pirio shoga kid amar hocha. This other type of leaf, I guess, of the esrog. V'chein tilson kedamina b'shili perak basra perakala the beta. V'yesh lomer esrog ein zeh chiddush imuchayev orla. He says there's no chiddush by an esrog. It's obvious. No havamin. See that shows you. I mean that's the proof. That's the proof. Because if it was a havamin of eitz pri, so it would have been equally to esrog as it is to pepper. Yeah. But it's another question. It just happens to be identified as an eitz pri. So by esrog, there's no havamina. It's obviously a fruit. And these other things, he says, they're not fruits at all. To Yerek. Yeah. But anyway, so it's interesting tosis. So anyways, but he's learning that that's the havamina. The havamina is... The Havamina is that since it's going to eventually be dry, maybe it doesn't qualify as a pri. Torah's telling you, nope, the pepper, it's as if the Torah is saying the pepper is a pri. It's tricky, huh?
Sounds a lot like the case of Mishnah. It says that because people plant it for the later thing.
Right. Get to reduction, get to bracha reduction. But, yeah. I mean, because it's hard when you learn this Gemara. What's the havamina of the pepper? Yeah, so what do you say? I mean, but I said the Rashba also mentions that same idea, right? That it's going to wind up being dried out. Yeah, so
therefore you wouldn't make a bracha.
So what kind of a question is that? No, that's nothing to do with the bracha. This has to do with orla. With orla. Sorry. So what's the question by orla? It's interesting. What's the havamina by orla? So you have to posit. You have to. I mean, it's obvious, but just to bring it into relief. The one fact, and that is that the dryness apparently. Well, maybe it's not obvious, but the dryness it would seem is after the fruit is done growing. In other words, on the tree it's wet.
Who's after you pick it?
After you pick it, then you dry it.
You mean juicy? You mean like it's a juicy fruit?
Like I wouldn't say
wet.
It's juicy,
it's
but...
like moisture on it, on top of it?
No, it's juicy.
Yeah.
Not gushing.
No, when anything
like a regular
when anything
type of fruit,
growing,
right?
It's wet.
There's moisture.
It's a berry. It's like a berry. It's more like a berry that that when they take it down and they dry it. Like a grape to a raisin. Yeah. So you might think there's no orla.
If it was just a question, I mean, if it's dried, would that like remove any pre then? I mean, is the juiciness a characteristic of the Shem pre? Or is that just...
Well, no, I mean factually speaking, it's grown and harvested for the dry thing. That's why you take it. That's why you want it. For the dry thing. Because then you grind it. And then it functions as a spice.
So the havamina is if it's lacking that characteristic of the juiciness, then it would be...
No. The havamina is that it's different from every other fruit. Because every other fruit is eaten off of the tree. right? But this fruit is taken and dried.
Oh, it's dried. I thought it was dried on the tree. Being on the tree.
No, you weren't. I specifically said that it's dried
off the tree.
Off the tree.
I'm just covering my ears.
I see you covering your ears. It's one approach to reality. But tipping points. You know the chair?
I just got the chair.
The new guy. You know that one that flips out the back?
Yeah. So what do you say?
Dried berry isn't a pre-eights.
A dried berry? Well, that's the whole controversy over here. What bracha would you make on the pepper? What bracha would you make on the pepper?
Well, dry.
But it seems okay.
Oh, dry. I'm sorry, dry. Yeah, but dry is right. Dry is nothing.
But the thing is, you see from that, according to everyone, from both sides of that machlokes.
Right. I mean, what Ken is saying is revealing a somewhat of a paradoxical thing. Right, that the orla goes by when it's wet, right? But essentially, it's used for when it's dry, and when it's dry, there's no bracha at all.
According to Rava,
right? And when it's wet, it's not derech, it's not darko. I mean, that's what
apparently people still have to eat it though, right? Otherwise it would automatically have to be shot.
Right, because the kas palpoli, it turns out, is dry, right? That's the case of rubber.
Are you saying people do eat it?
Yeah, they have to. Well,
they have to
be.
Otherwise it would be shot all on that.
It has to be.
Why does it have to be eaten? It just has to be edible.
It seems like from the one came in, right?
Let me just clarify. You know, it's so saying just because it's so foam, just because everything dries out eventually. There's nothing like, there's no fruit that's never going to dry out. What Tosis means, the question is that's part of the plan is to dry it out. Not just the fact that it will dry out. Yeah.
As I'm saying, based on what Ken said, so it does come out, right, that according to both sides of the machlokas, Shachol or Loklum, that once it's Yaveshta, right, Yaveshta, so it's not considered, you can't view it, you know, at least one framework, as being the pre of an eight, because you see, it's from the bracha reveals that it's just not connected. But on the other hand, like you said, so you see from Orla, there's another framework coming in, which since this is the derech of how this fruit is eaten, Kamash Malan, it really is still linked back to that eight in some way.
But what's the question by Orla?
Just the fact that you're.
No, it's Toast saying that if this thing were edible, take the edibility of the fresh pepper. Should we call it fresh, John? Yeah. That'd be better. Juicy seems like overdoing it.
Yeah.
The fresh pepper, right? Take the edibility of the fresh pepper and imagine, if you will, that there's no better use for it than that fresh pepper, right? Then there'd be no question that it's Arla. No question. Just because it has another use in the dry form, which apparently is the reason why pepper is grown predominantly, it's the number one spice in the world, so I've read, is that for some reason now is going to remove, is a havamina, that will remove the chi of arla on the wet fruit. Right?
Assuming it was eaten.
I started with that assumption and I never changed that assumption. That's exactly what I said. Don't change that assumption. You understand what I'm saying? It's because of the added, it's because it's preferred dried, that raises a question by Orla. Will it now be Orla when it's fresh? Right? It would be like if prunes were the main reason people grew plums. Yeah, so what do you say? What do you say?
There are two periods in the pasuk of our Lata Nes Piria.
Okay.
Lata Nes Piria. There's a pre in two realms. I mean, I think we've seen this conceptual chakira so far, but it's a pre in terms of the tree, and then in terms of the botanical pre, and then there's a pre in terms of the realm of Adam.
Okay.
What was
the second one? So in the realm of Adam. So what is this pre in Adam's framework? The pre is the dried out. That's the way. That's the tashmish of it. It's going to be a dried out thing that you crush up and you put on your pizza. I mean, that's.
Go ahead.
So, what is the chiyuv orla or also as pirio? What is the pirio reference in the pasuk?
Okay.
Which pre? So once you say, so if it's referencing the pre, in the realm of Adam.
Then you potter. Can't be right. It's not referencing the
pre. It can't be. Then you'd be right.
If it's how are you gonna go now? I'm curious. In the realm of Adam, it has to be both. You have to say it has to be both. Right? You'll have to say it has to be both. You're definitely chayiv. See, it goes back to what I was saying before, that the chiyuv orla is chal when the thing is on the tree. There's no question about that. There's no havamina at all that it's not going to be chayiv, it's not going to have a din orla until it's dried. That's just nonsense. Right? Definitely the shame orla is on the tree. Right? But you're saying now the shame of the pre on the tree where the chi of orla is chal is not the pre of Adam yet. It's not the pre of Adam yet. But I don't know what the only thing is. It doesn't have to be ripe, right? For orla. Right? Just Mishi Yotziu. Right?
But that's the same entity. Mishi Yotziu is the same entity in a different stage of its development.
Okay.
But when you dry it out, it's a new entity.
So then, there should be no problem at all. No problem, then you should definitely chayiv in Orla. Because this is the best this entity is going to be. Where's Levi? He would have liked that one. Where's Levi?
We'll give him the link to the website.
Yeah. You want to work on it a little? You want to leave it over? Come back in tomorrow? Nissan?
Sure.
Jeremy? All right. Now I want to try just an intuitive stab other than John. Okay. I mean, it's hard to know exactly, hard to define it exactly. Got to take a little bit of a guess at the Orla. But it does seem like he's saying that what? I mean, what's the main factor? What's the main factor? It would seem the main factor is what? That I mean, like John is saying. I mean, I think you're on the. I think you're. What you're saying is correct. That the what? That the fruit. That the main fruit of the pepper is not the fruit that's on the tree. That's not the stage of its where it's considered. The makom where it grows, the makom where it gets the shame pri of Arla, right, the chi of Arla, is not the place where it will receive its ultimate shame pri for Adam. Right? Other fruits, it's the same. All the fruits, it's the same. The very same source of the pre in terms of Orla, which is the eights, is the source of the pre for Achila. So it doesn't have to be a pre for Achila right away, but it's the same source. But over here he's saying you have to do something else to it now. Right? You have to do something else to it to make it the pre of Achila. Right? But it's hard to get it, it's hard to exactly define the question right now. Right? Okay, you want to think about it a little more? Alright. Okay, yeah, no, I guess I think it was, well, I mentioned you on Friday, right? Which mentioned you the Tosos on Friday? Or Thursday afternoon?
Maybe.
Thursday afternoon, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Alright, fine. So he says, Lokasha. Right? Ha bertivsa, ha biyavashta.
Okay. So there's no question that...
The Orla is talking about the fresh state, and the Machlokas, Rava and Rav Sheshes is talking about when it's dry.
Yeah. So when it's... So this is according to... So what's Rava Shita? That when it's fresh... When it's fresh, then what?
You.
Then...
It is Achila.
Then there is an Achila. Right. And you be Chayav and Yom Kippur. And when it's dry, then there's no Achila. There's no Bruch at all. And you put in Yom Kippur. Okay. But go back, according to Tosfos, that would mean to say that not only are there essential foods there, but there's also spices there. You know what I'm saying? In other words, that not only are there trees that produce Ikar Achila, but there's also the pepper tree. That's not an Ikar Achila, it's just a side thing. You know what I mean? It's again identifying the pepper tree. Mm-hmm. It's not that there are trees that you can eat the tree to. Mm-hmm. Saying there's pepper there, which is an extra thing, because pepper was really like a preservative and a spice. I mean, it's a totally... I mean, in those days, especially, if you had the food, but you need if you didn't have the spicing, you wouldn't be able to preserve it. You wouldn't be able to keep it. So, and also it's not just the food, it's in terms of the eating experience too. It's not just the necessities of Achila, but it's a higher level of,
it's an enhancement.
An enhancement, right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, Amri Le Rabbanan Lamremar. Kasa Angvila Biyomu De Kipuri Pater.
Okay, so now just like we said that if you eat pepper on Yom Kippur, you're potter because it's not a food. So too, if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur, it's not a food. Go ahead.
V'ha amarava hay himlasa da'asim libe hindui sharya mivarkin alay bre priha dhamma.
So Rava says that what? That this himlasa, which is a lulituari, anybody know what that is? It's an electuary.
Yeah.
An electuary. So that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
You know what an electuary is? What's an electuary? Electuary.
Right. Daiso the kufa for medicine.
Right. That's an electuary. It is a mixture that's made to make the medicine more palpable. What's that? Right. In other words, electuary. It comes from the word to lick. Electuary. It's a lick inducer. Meaning say that you have to eat something, right? You have to eat the medicine, but you can't eat it straight.
It's like Josh's yogurt.
So they would mix it in with the, what's that?
Like Josh's yogurt.
How is that?
With the pill.
Yeah. You need to, right. Exactly. So you needed to mix it with something.
Why can't you eat it straight?
It's horrible.
It's
horrible. They didn't have pills, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you had a pill. You just swallow the pill, it has no taste. You had to really, you know, this is really... homegrown mushed up stuff, so it's just going to be disgusting. So you had to mix it with something. So that's what this is. But what is in it? Apparently, it's ginger. Right? What's that? But he doesn't. But that's not the flame shot.
Right.
Flame shot is ginger. Go ahead.
Okay, so Lokash.
And it comes from where?
From the Hindu.
Oh, so what is this? Rashi says, so Rava said that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? What's the kasha? You mean because it doesn't have no you? What's the question? Go ahead.
You mean
Rashi? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Ein ba lo b'shem b'shuli nokrim, lo b'shem g'uli nokrim.
So those are the two questions. Is there an inyan of b'shul nokri? And is there an issue of the kalim? Is there an issue of bishalakum? And if it's not bishalakum, is there an issue they have to be choshesh the kalim atreif that they made of it? It's interesting. So Rava Paskin, it's mutter. Rava Paskin is mutter. So in terms of bishal, I guess he held it's either not roy lachilas melech, it's not ola shulchan malachim. Or it's edible raw. I don't know what the facts are. But those are the two heterim for bishalakum. Right? But in terms of the pots, it's an interesting question. Why is it mutter? Because of the, what about the pots they use? So the normal answer, you say stam kelim ein bnei yomon. Two answers you can give. Either Stam Kalim Ein Bnei Yomon, that's the basic. We'll see the Rabbeinu Yonah works on that issue a little bit more. Rabbeinu Yonah goes into that question a little more. Why, what's the question with the pots? He has a very, very interesting answer. So let's leave that on the side for later. It's a side point. But the fact of the matter is, Rava said it's mutter. So even though Goyim are preparing this food, all the way in Africa, right, according to Rashi, according to the Ramban in India, right, you can eat it when it gets to Bovel. All right.
Okay, so it says lo kasha.
So what's the kasha though? And he says you make a bori pri adama, right? So
how come you're not chayav on Yom?
So how come you're not chayav on Yom Kippur? Same question from before. Because
right.
Rava's statement had both, right? He had Kaspar Poli and Zangvila. So if you're going to say that you could eat ginger on Yom Kippur, and it's not anachila, it's not food, So then, why does he say make a bari pri adama? So it's an interesting thing. Why do you say pashtus, making the bari pri adama on the other stuff? I mean, it's just, maybe it's just ginger. I don't know.
What?
I don't know, it's a whole mixture, it seems. Like, kosis, those are...
The other parts aren't...
Wasn't a food, would you worry about the kashrus?
If it was a food or not
if
a food?
If it wasn't a food.
It is a food, you should make a bari pri adama.
Right.
Yeah. I guess everything is buckled to that. Not clear to me exactly what this thing is. Is it that you're trying to eat the ginger, or are you using the ginger to eat the other stuff? It's not clear to me exactly what it is. I don't know. Alright.
It says the Rashi says that one eats this dish primarily for its honey content.
Primarily for its honey content?
Why do you need anything to eat honey?
No, it must be you're trying to eat the ginger. It must be you're trying to eat the ginger. Ginger has medicinal value. It must be you're trying to eat the ginger. And they mix it together to get down the ginger. I do remember that. I mean, I remember something. It's the Rashba. I remember seeing that somewhere. Cool. I don't think it's primarily for the honey content.
That's 37B.
Oh, in the Babylonian folios? Thank you.
I thought that was also referencing the
Rashi village. No.
Or something like referencing
29A. 29A. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't see the Rashi. Not the Rashi, but yeah.
Because we're on 36B. And Dirash was on the one on 37B.
It's on 37B.
I don't know. That's what he means.
I know.
It says it's printed in some editions.
Oh.
No, I did see it somewhere. I did see it somewhere.
No, we have some editions.
Maybe it's over in the owner. Who describes what? Someone described better what this thing is. Oh, I can't remember what I see sometimes. What did Rainier say? Did he say what it is? Pick the rest.
The parish who malta on your kachas rosin mizangvilas.
That's all he says. Yeah, so it's essentially it's the.
Then he goes on. I don't know if it's.
No, that's the thing I was telling you about before. All right. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. So what's the most answer?
So it says Habir Tivsa, Habir Vashta.
Same answer. Okay, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the machlokes? So let's go back to the original question. There's machlokes of Sheshes and Rava, right? What bracha do you make on the what? On the dry pepper. What bracha do you make on the dry pepper? That's machlokas Rav and Rav Sheshes. And nobody really goes into that machlokas. And the Ramban tries to explain it. Right? So the Ramban? The Ramban, yeah. At the end of that Ramban, on the pepper, he tries to explain what Rav Sheshes holds. Did you have that part there?
Yeah, we had it, but we didn't go into it.
Yeah, so what do you say, though? So what's the question? I mean, is it an ochel or is it not an ochel? I mean, it's like, is it something you eat? Is it not something you eat? And what kind of machlokas is this?
Different than the peppers? Or
The peppers. The peppers, the dry peppers themselves. What's the machlokas, Rav and Rav Sheshes?
Factually, is it tavlin? People, is that how it's used? Or?
So what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam says that why does it get no bracha, the Rambam says? It says because it's tavlin. Because it's tavlin. And that seems to be the consensus that it's tavlin. But how would you define tavlin? I mean, what is the
is salt tavlin?
Salt? No. Apparently salt is not.
Throw it in your mouth.
Tell it to the producers of the Salt and Shaker.
You're liars, you're right. Full of Shaker, that's good.
Shaker, no, that was actually...
No, stop right now.
Pepper and Shaker, not Shaker. Pepper and Shaker.
Or you just didn't say Shaker.
That was not...
The Rush says...
You're all projecting.
The Rush says like this.
There's a composite from Pepper and Shaker.
No, I know.
The Rush says like this.
I projected, right?
He says like this. He says, "V'chein kol kiyotzi bo, v'chein kol kiyotzi bohen." So the Rush says, "This is not just a din by pepper and ginger, right? But everything that's like them. What is like them? Kigon grufli v'naglin."
Sounds nasty.
Okay.
Right.
And v'lo klump. Means that there's no bracha, right? The taima, he says, l'fi she'ein regilin la'ochon chayon ki im la'arvon al im shar dvarim. Says that's not the way, it's not normally eaten by itself. It's not normally just eaten. You never just take a little bit of pepper. You never even throw it in your mouth, right? You only eat it through tarovas with other foods. That apparently is how the Ram is defining tavla. Right?
So how's it different than salt?
Salt can be both. It can be both. It can be eaten through other things. And it can be eaten on its own. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
But apparently pepper, even pepper can't be, tavlin can't be eaten on its own.
Tavlin means that tavlin is the way it's eaten with other things. Some things are only tavlin. Some things can be eaten on their own and eaten as tavlin too. You know what I'm saying? But the pepper, the Rambam is saying, that's the way the Rambam apparently is defining this sugya. That, in other words, what's the fact? What are the facts? The facts are the pepper is edible. Even the Rush says it's just not darkened. It's edible raw. It's possible. It's edible. Even the dried pepper. But that's not the way it's normally done. It's normal derech achila is only as an additive. It's only as an additive. As a tavlin. Now that's even one step lower than what?
Salt.
No? One step lower than oil, apparently. Right? Because oil also is not eaten on its own. Normally. Mm-hmm. But it's not a tavlin. It's not a tavlin. Right? Especially according to the Rambam. Holds you make a shackle on the oil. So, it's something that's eaten with other foods. But that still is not a tavlin. A tavlin is even...
Seems like it becomes part of the other achila. It becomes a component of the other ochel because it's enhancing it. It's a key in the na'achila. So you mevarach on it through via the other ochel.
It's a good question. Are you mevarach on it?
I don't think it's just. I don't think it's tafel. It seems like it's just totally removed. I don't think it's tafel like.
But the question is, when you're eating it straight now, why don't you make a bracha on it? That's the question. Very nice. Normally eating the other way. But when you're eating it straight, why don't you make a bracha on it?
It's not an ochel on its own.
It's not an ochel on its own. What's the machlokas? So what's the machlokas of Sheshit and Rava? What's the machlokas of Sheshit and Rava?
Is it machlokas about tavlin, like in general? Factually?
It would seem so. It seems machlokas in all tavlin. Pepper and ginger were the main thing. Where is ginger? I mean, ginger is an Asian thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Will they give it to you with sushi?
Apparently they had it in Bovil also.
That's pickled juice. It's not right, that's pickled juice.
You can get the real thing in pickles.
Yeah. It's amazing. A certain crop.
Do we apply those principles to Bishlakum,
yeah,
like Kavosh Kavoshon, like... You said if like a guy is like does Kavish for you, is that like
is Kavish also the same thing for Bishlakum?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And like Moyah.
I don't think so.
interesting because apparently, just factually, there is like hanas achila.
Right.
Right. There is hanas achila.
Right. So otherwise, Rav Sheshes wouldn't make a bracha at all.
Kevin they slay hanominei boy bracha. There's been like three maskanas.
Right. You gotta stay on your toes. Can't get.
Is the boundary on the category tavlin, is that things which, when you have them as an ingredient, they're not there for their substance, they're just there for their flavor?
They're just there for their flavor, yeah. That would be probably be a fair description of the category. But the ikker here is that's the only way it's used. That is the way it's used. I mean, as opposed to the oil.
Right.
Right, the oil is eaten as an ochel, it's just not eaten alone. But the tavlin is not even an ochel, apparently. Tavlin is not eaten as an ochel, it's eaten just as a tam. Yeah,
this came up in Chul. When did it come? We had this in Chul, we definitely had the tavlin.
Oh, because it's not bottle. Those things are not bottle. Right. Tavlin is never bottle. Assuming it's Asr Me'atza, like a Avodah Zarah type thing. Yeah. So what do you say? What's the machlokes over here? It's similar to the Kimcha Desari thing we were discussing the other day. Seems similar to that. But over here, it's a little different. Because there we conclude that you make a shakal. Right? There you make a shakal. But there we said the problem was it was a different reason, a different cause for not eating it. Right? But over here, it's because of its taste, right? Because of its taste, that relegates its main function to tavlin.
Is it, are you mevarech on hanas achila? On hanah, that stands for maisa achila?
Okay.
Or hanas ochel?
Okay.
And achila of an ochel.
Okay.
So like Moshe, taking on what Moshe was saying. Moshe, this is not an ochel. Tavlin is not an ochel. It's like it's tam. It's like a substance that has tam. It's not really ochel.
It's the physical manifestation of tam.
Meaning like
incarnation.
This is like added to ochel to affect the tam of ochel. Ochel has like a certain nutritive. Like it has certain nutrients. Like this has nothing like that. I mean, yeah, it's physical, but its whole function is just to provide tam for ochel.
So the only thing is, the only problem with that is that the Gemara seems to hold that it's the same thing by Yom Kippur, right? And that since Rava says you're not going to be chayav in Yom Kippur, therefore you don't make a bracha. But according to you, it could be that it's not chayav in Yom Kippur because it's not an ochel. But you're getting hanah, so you make a bracha. Right?
Simple answer. So you mean it is an ochel? It seems like it is an ochel?
It seems that you'll definitely make a bracha only on an ochel.
How does the not go with what John just said?
Because he said that's the question. Maybe make a bracha even though it's not an ochel. But the Gemara seems old. Definitely if it's... And Yom Kippur definitely goes by whether it's an ochel. And the Gemara says once you see Rav hold that it's not an ochel, that's why he holds you don't make a bracha. So what do you say? Were you guys working on this?
Yeah, I'm working on the Rishonim.
So are you guys like You annoyed at me? I get a feeling like that? I have a guilty feeling now.
I think this is easier than Rishonim, so I'm not.
No, maybe we have to be much more explicit in what we're going to be doing. Like the Tosfos, nobody was this. You know, should we try to be more? Should I try to?
We asked you on when was it? Thursday. You said the Ramban and the Ben Yonan.
Right. See, well, it's a little bit of a difference. It's a little bit of a meaning and understanding issue. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean to the exclusion of the basic thing in the Gemara. I mean, sometimes it is a little bit unpredictable. I do admit. Sometimes we just go right to the Rishon. Sometimes we'll stop in the Gemara. But yeah.
It was also a matter of priority in terms of our time. Like
right.
we can only work. You know, we can't do stuff that fast. At least,
right.
You know, all of us.
Right. All right, so I'm going to try to make an effort to. Plus, I mean, there also is a certain unknown factor.
Right.
That's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes, sometimes I just get something, you know, before and I wouldn't be able to tell you to prepare. But okay, but yeah. We can do Marmakom and post Marmakom.
No.
It's taking a while.
Yeah. Alright, so you want to think about it a little bit?
I'd like to think about it. Yeah.
Think about it till tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow we will answer.
Yeah. Boy, wait till we get to the date, honey. Ooh, that is going to be good.
The date, honey.
Ooh.
You mean hard?
It's hard. I don't have any answers yet. Three-way machlokas, and what bracha do you make on date, honey? Ooh. I bet you can get all the shitas at least. Josh, what are the three possible?
Hamotzi.
Oh, you're serious?
Come on.
Right when you said it was hard, I started thinking about Bor versus Rabbi.
Versus Hayachid was hard.
So either it's a Shahako,
a dumb
or an eight.
Wow.
It could have been Loklum.
Shahako's Risharim?
Or the Gemara? No, because he can't be because it's not a bracha.
Because the Gemara just says you make a shakal. Do you think that would be the end of the question?
On what bracha you make?
How crazy is that?
I think that would be the end of the question, but no.
So how do we do the Gemara?
They learned talking about the honey. Not talking about the real honey, it's a different honey. But the real honey, of course, is an ace. No question about it. Why do you think we might even talk about the real honey? It's just obviously ace. It says, no, it's obviously a dumb one, but I agree they're not talking about it, but...
Only they'd have pictures.
The Rambam says shakal.